It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021. Today we recall that 71 years ago on November 2nd, 1950, Irish playwright George Bernard Shaw died at age 94. Known at his own insistence simply as Bernard Shaw, he was also a critic and political activist. His influence on Western theater, culture, and politics extended from the 1880s until his death and beyond. He wrote more than 60 plays, including major works such as Man and Superman, Pygmalion, and St. Joan. With a range incorporating both contemporary satire and historical allegory, Shaw became the leading dramatist of his generation, and in 1925 was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. Born in Dublin, Shaw moved to London in 1876, where he struggled to establish himself as a writer and novelist, and embarked on a rigorous process of self-education. By the mid-1880s, he had become a respected theater and music critic. Following a political awakening, he joined the Fabian Society and became its most prominent pamphleteer. Shaw had been writing plays for years before his first public success, Arms and the Man, in 1894. Influenced by Henrik Ibsen, he sought to introduce a new realism into English language drama, using his plays as vehicles to disseminate his political, social, and religious views. By the early 20th century, his reputation as a dramatist was secured with a series of critical and popular successes that included Major Barbara, The Doctor's Dilemma, and Caesar and Cleopatra. Shaw's expressed views were often contentious. He promoted eugenics and alphabet reform. He opposed vaccination and organized religion. He courted unpopularity by denouncing both sides in the First World War as being equally culpable, and he roasted British policy on Ireland in the post-war period. These stances had no lasting effect on his standing or productivity as a dramatist, however. The interwar years saw a series of often ambitious plays which achieved varying degrees of popular success. In 1938, he provided the screenplay for a film version of Pygmalion, the story that ultimately became the musical My Fair Lady, and for that screenplay he received an Academy Award. His appetite for politics and controversy remained undiminished. By the late 1920s, he had largely renounced the Fabian Society's gradualism and often wrote and spoke favorably of dictatorships of both the right and the left. He expressed admiration for both Mussolini and Stalin. In the final decade of his life, he made fewer public statements, but continued to write prolifically until shortly before his death, having refused all honors from the British state, including the Order of Merit in 1946. Since his death, scholarly and critical opinion about his work has varied, but he has regularly been rated among British dramatists as second only to Shakespeare. Analysts recognize his extensive influence on generations of English language playwrights that followed him. During his later years, he enjoyed tending the gardens at his home, and he died of kidney failure triggered by injuries incurred when falling while pruning a tree in his garden. He was cremated at Golders Green Crematorium on November 6, 1950. His ashes, mixed with those of his wife Charlotte, were scattered along footpaths and around the statue of St. Joan in the garden at their home. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 2nd, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.